From the Bureau of Economic Geology, this is EarthDate. You may remember the Concorde, the passenger jet that rocketed from New York to London in just 3 hours. And you may wonder, why do we now settle for much slower airplanes? Speed is actually the reason. Achieving it required a great deal of maintenance and fuel, making the Concorde very expensive to operate. But a bigger reason was noise. The Concorde flew at twice the speed of sound, so it created a sonic boom. It was so loud, the FAA prohibited it from flying across land, relegating it to transoceanic flights. Few routes and high ticket prices meant the jet was unprofitable and thus taken out of service. A sonic boom happens when an object exceeds the speed of sound, about 700 miles an hour, depending on air temperature. It pushes sound pressure waves in front of it so fast that they collide with each other, eventually fusing into a single shock wave that we hear as a loud noise. Bullets and bullwhips move fast enough to make small sonic booms. Lightning heats the air so fast that it expands faster than the speed of sound, which we hear as thunder. New supersonic jets now in development are shaped so that the boom doesn't reach the ground, creating a smaller effect that its designers call a sonic thump. More research in these areas could see a boom in supersonic air travel in the future. I'm Scott Tinker.
EarthDate is produced by the Bureau of Economic Geology at the University of Texas at Austin, with support from EarthX, bringing people together to build a sustainable future at earthx.org. And you can hear more EarthDate stories at earthdate.org.